Yeah. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And, I just got up about, 20 minutes ago. Hi, Pippa. Hi. Hello, hi. You're a good kitty. Hello, hi. I woke up about 20 minutes ago. And the fingers of my left hand were numb. That's no good. And now my back is trying to seize up. This is not good. Not good at all. So I'm here upstairs in my bathroom trying to blow my nose. Because my sinuses. Okay. That's better. And of course, while I'm trying to do all this, then the cat has to come into the bathroom. So here's Pippa running around, trying to do stuff, trying to figure out what's happening as I get into the bathtub. Lovely, lovely hot water. Now, can I actually sit down? Okay, yeah, that wasn't too bad. Ow. So, here we go. It's going to be one of those days for me, it appears. This is kind of inconvenient because I need to go to the store. I need to go to the store, buy some food, and buy some tea. I'm down to my last box. I had to open the last box of tea yesterday. And usually, I like to have two, sometimes three boxes in reserve. And I have gotten through all my reserves. I only have about 4 or 5 days worth of tea. So obviously I need to go buy some more. Yeah. All right. So now Pippa is sitting on the floor. She's looking at me. She's waiting for me to turn the water off. Because once I turn the water off, that means the cat can sit on the edge of the bathtub. She can't sit on the edge of the bathtub right now because she might get a little drip splashed on her. Oh no, a drip of water is going to get on a kitty. Oh no, we can't have that. No, we cannot have that. So that's what I'm doing. I'm sitting here wondering if I can lean back yet. Should I risk it? Will I be at a bad angle? What's going to happen here? Yeah. And I'm doing all of this so I can avoid taking any analgesics. Because lately I've begun to think that taking ibuprofen is giving me a slight problem. I'm not sure, but I don't know. I'm trying to stay away from it a little bit. I'm one of those people who is really highly susceptible to the side effects of medication. And usually, I don't want to take any medication at all just because... just because the side effects are worse than their ability to help. The drug's ability to help. turn off the water here. Okay, here comes the cat. Now she jumped up on the... Hi! She jumped up on the... You have a hair on your mouth. Don't eat the hair. Oh, my cat tries to eat my hair. I'm not kidding. I have very long hair. In case you're not familiar with the tobe hair. Hi! You gonna get up here now? You gonna get up here? Okay, tip is half on the side. Hi, hi, hi. Oh, I'm sorry, is my elbow in your way? I'll lean back. Okay, is this working? It's kind of working. Hi. Hi, you gonna get up here? Hi, yeah. Oh, I gotta pet up a baby. Here, let me move the cables. Okay, now we finally have the cat on the side of the bathtub. All right, so everything is right with the world now. Except for my back, which is weird. What was I talking about? Yeah, I don't like to take medications because it seems like they never do anything for me. And all I ever feel are the side effects, which is not good. And yes, is my cat trying to eat hair again? No. Every once in a while, my cat will run into one of my hairs that has fallen out of my head. And these hairs, I measured one the other day. It was almost a meter long. It was about 38 inches long. It was more than 3 feet long. And every once in a while, Pippa finds one and she thinks she needs to eat it because, oh, it's such yummy kitty spaghetti. Why does my cat think she needs to eat everything that's like string or hair? I don't know. Move your tail. Like, you don't have any place to put my elbow. There you go. All right. Oh. And being as I'm old, I lose a lot of hair. Or at least it seems like it. I don't think I do. My hair still grows back, and I still have extraordinarily thick hair, but it is thinning out a little bit over time. And so we've got a lot of hair in this house. There's more cat hair than human hair, but nonetheless, I gotta watch out for Pippa trying to eat my hair. And she starts doing that thing. She started going, nom, 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 and I know she's trying to eat a hair, so I just try to grab it out of her mouth, which isn't the best thing to do, but... Okay, good job. Good job. You know, I'm going to give you an A for effort, but I can only really give you a B for execution. God. Was that necessary? Was that absolutely necessary? So Pippa apparently didn't feel like sitting on the bathtub edge anymore. She jumped over to the toilet. She jumped up onto the back of the toilet where I have a bunch of books. She climbed onto the pile of books and then jumped from the pile of books to the towel rack, knocking some of the books off the back of the toilet. She then walked across the towel rack to the sink in the counter where she knocked off an empty toilet paper roll and then knocked off the full toilet paper roll that I just put there 8 minutes ago when I blew my nose. Now she's standing in the sink. Oh yeah, it's fun to stand in a sink. Oh, I hope she doesn't find anything. She's gonna be finding stuff. I've got hair scrunchies up there and my combs and barrettes and stuff, all the things I need to keep control of my hair. She likes to knock these onto the floor, and then she likes to knock them under the door, then she likes to knock them down the stairs, and eventually they end up under the refrigerator in the kitchen. Or sometimes they end up in weirder places, but... Yes, these are the trials and tribulations of people who own cats.
Especially dorky ones like you, huh, Diggins?
What are you doing? What did you find?
What are you playing?
Who cares?
Oh, it only hurts when I laugh.
The other day, she found another one of those, I don't know what you call them. Razor guards? You know when you buy disposable razors and you take them out of the package, they have that little thing over the razor head. You know, it's just a plastic little thing that, I don't know, protects the blades or whatever. I really love those things. What a bizarre invention, and what a weird thing to manufacture. Somebody makes those. It's somebody's job to make those. And I think they're such a weird thing because, you know, it's just this little plastic piece that serves really no use because, you know, the factory puts them on the razors, they ship the razors, the customer buys the razor, and the first thing the customer does is remove the thing from the head and throw it away. So it's this thing that is meant to be thrown away that doesn't have any use for the consumer. It has no... It's a kind of a bizarre thing. But my cat thinks they're awesome. I can't bring myself to throw them away because, well, you know, we're just throwing away more plastic stuff. And besides, they're so weird looking and so interestingly shaped. It's like, gosh, what else can I use these for? What do I need this for? What does this look like? And then you got to understand that the reason I think about these things is because I do some modeling. And when I say modeling, I don't mean I'm too sexy for my shirt. Even though I am, in fact, much too sexy for my shirt. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Oh, what a great song. Oh, yeah. I have a good tea. Need more. I'm a model, if you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. On the catwalk. You know what? The first thing I do when I get out of the bathtub is I'm going to go watch that video. I just love that video. It's so funny. I just love this. Those guys are walking down the street. The guy coming the other way just reaches up and rips his shirt off and keeps walking. That is so funny. I have a dream that someday I'm going to be a famous musician, a rock star, and I'm going to make a video, and it'll be me walking through the forest or the jungle, and you know, I'll have one of those pressed fiber helmets. And, you know, your typical sort of jungle safari hat, right? You know what I'm talking about. I'll be wearing jungle clothes. You know, the khaki-colored cargo shorts and the shirt. Oh, who's back? Hi. And I'll be walking through the jungle singing. And then when it's time for my big bouzouki solo, the bouzouki just falls out of the sky. And I catch it, and I do my solo. Then I look up, and in the trees above me, there's a monkey. And he's the one that dropped me my bouzouki. So I give him a thumbs up, and he goes, good job, monkey. Yeah, so, you know, be on the lookout for my new music video. I haven't even written a song yet. The cat has come back into the bathroom. Now she's looking around for things to play with. Now she's knocking the toilet paper roll around. She's running under the toilet. Great. Now we have crazy cat. Oh, I got an email from my dad. Actually, I got two emails from my dad.
Don't go in there. You don't need to be in there. That's why it's being blocked by the giant package of toilet paper. The cat is trying to get into the cabinet under the sink. Oh, what are you doing, Dingins? Yeah, looks like she's got her paw in the door. Will she be able to force it open past the giant 12-pack of toilet paper that's blocking the door? No, it looks like she's failing. She's going back to playing with the cardboard tube. Well, it looks like she's now taking a new strategy. See, she's sort of lying on the floor, trying to pull the door open from underneath. She's figured something out, but now she's standing on the package of toilet paper trying to force it, but her own weight is preventing it from being opened. So, okay, good job for, you know, not understanding. She's trying to stick her nose into the 1-inch gap between. What are you doing? That's not for kitties anyway. You don't need to go there. Oh my god, this is what I have to deal with. I'm trying to take a peaceful bath and deal with my back and do dubious goals committee. And what do I have? I have a cat in here trying to break into the cabinet under the sink where all the dangerous stuff is being stored. Dangerous stuff like bathroom cleaner. Various cleaning products that are all toxic for kitties and human beings for that matter, but who gives a crap? Kitty cat business. So I got an email from my dad. He's like, wow, look at this. Stu Mac has pickup kits. And I'm like, no, don't send me this. I don't want to know. Yeah. Oh, there's lots of updates too. Yeah, so anyway, my dad sends me an email with a link in it to Stuart McDonald's website, where they have some pickup kits. And these, of course, would be pickups for electric guitars. Oh, do I want to learn? Wait, where did the cat go? Did she manage to get into the cabinet? The cabinet door is open. Yep, damn it, the cat managed to get into there. Pippa, what are you doing? Don't lick any of that stuff. I can hear you licking. Okay. Crazy cat. Oh. So I was looking at guitar pickups. Or guitar pickup kits. It's like, geez. Geez, do I want to wind my own pickups? Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous. Do I need to wind my own pickups? Of course I don't. Of course I don't. Don't be silly. But it would be fun. And it would be cool. Okay, I'm gonna get your ass out of there. Get your kitty ass out of there. I don't know what's going on in there, but sounds annoying as hell. My dad also included in the email, oh, by the way, I got gasoline at Murphy's this morning for $1.87 a gallon. It's like, oh, well, not bad. And I'm glad you told me this, because I'm down to less than an eighth of a tank of gas. I need to buy gas. I need to purchase petrol for my automobile. $1.87. That's pretty good. That's about 50 cents per liter. That's American cents per liter. I don't know the current exchange rate for euros and dollars, but I would imagine that they're kind of close. So if you can imagine paying 50 or 60 euro cents per liter for gasoline, well, that's what we got here in Omaha, Nebraska. Why is gasoline so cheap here? Because we're awesome. It's a Nebraska thing. Yeah, and people call Nebraska, oh, it's one of the flyover states. Oh, yeah, well, you can continue to pay $4 a gallon for your gasoline in New York and in L.A. You people are stupid. Yeah, you can keep on buying your houses, your 1,200-foot square foot houses for $1.8 million. If you want. My house didn't even cost a tenth of that, and it's four times the size. I have rooms in my house that I haven't been in years. Well, that's not true. About a year. How long has it been since I've been in the war room? How long has it been since I've been in the soft crafts room? How long has it been since I've been in my own bedroom? Jeez, I haven't been in my bedroom in a long time. Well, every once in a while I go in there to find some clothes. Like, where did I put that old shirt that has the blah blah on it? Oh yeah, I think that's up in my closet. Yeah, I can go weeks without going into my own bedroom. Months without going into this. It doesn't matter. Yeah, New York, L.A., woohoo. It's so cool. It's where the Kardashians live. Yeah, it is. What else is cheap in Nebraska? Come on, corn. Beef. You like steaks? You know what I pay for? A prime filet mignon here? About $8. I can get a choice filet mignon for less than five. Well, five on any given day, but they go on sale. $4. $3.49 sometimes. Good tea. Although, did I put enough sugar in it? Maybe there's not enough sugar in it. Yeah, so I gotta go buy some gasoline today. I need to go to the store, too. Do I really want to go out today? I really don't, but maybe I should just for the exercise, get my back kind of where it needs to be. Seems like it's doing a little bit better right now, but if I move around, I might be doing myself a favor. So, yeah, I think I'll probably have to go out today and do some shopping. Okay, but now it's time for various project updates. What should we start with? Okay, my amplifier, my world famous tube amplifier, Tobes Tube Amp. Where are we? Well, the soldering and the putting it all together is pretty much done. Got everything done, and now there's just a few steps left, and these steps include but are not limited to testing and then putting it all together, meaning putting the chassis into the cabinet, plugging in the speaker, and putting in the tubes. Okay, here comes the cat out of the cabinet. Hi, was that fun? Yeah, oh, that was pretty fun to be in the dark cabinet for 4 minutes. Yeah, that was just kitty business. And now she's leaving. She's just going out the door. Oh, yeah. It took her longer to get in there than that she'd spent actually inside the cabinet. Anyway, the amp now needs to be tested. It's one of those things where we got to plug it in, check for voltages here and there, do this, that, and the other thing. Check the high dangerous AC voltage, check the DC voltage, do a couple of other things, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, although I should say that's not entirely true. I have to replace a capacitor. Somehow, one of the leads broke on one of the capacitors, one of the first capacitors I put in, and it broke. So my dad ordered another one, and that'll be here in a few days. That'll take all of about 3 minutes to replace. Then everything needs to be tested, and then it's time to put the tubes in. Then it's time to put the chassis in the cabinet, hook up the speaker, hook up the reverb tank, and start, you know, playing cool music. Which means I'm going to need a guitar. So where are we with that? Well, my electric guitar project has progressed a little bit. I gave a chunk of construction plank to my dad, who took it over to our luthier's house, and they routed out the slot in the board so we can just drop the neck right in. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So all I need to do now is decide on a shape for the body and then shape the body. I need to take some edges off and blah, 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 do some stuff, you know, maybe an hour's worth of work altogether. Then I'll decoupage it, and then we'll router out a place for the pickup and do some stuff and some stuff. And so that's actually making progress. And we're getting somewhere with that. Will I work on that today? I might work on that a little bit today. And then last night, I started working on some other necks. I took some boards that I had sanded down, and I marked them up last night. Meaning, you know, I did some measurements, and I drew where the nut goes and where the bridge goes, and I drew where all the frets go. And so now, I just need to have those cut up a little bit. The space under the soundboard needs to be chunked out, so I just gotta get a saw and go round, 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 round. And that'll take maybe 20 minutes. I'll send that with my dad over to the luthier. Have them do that. Maybe I should have them drill holes. I need holes for the tuning pegs and for, well, you know, the foot, where the strings need to go. And what else do I need to do? And then I got to work on the actual boxes for those necks. I've got two boxes. I just need to cut slots in them and cut sound holes. And then it's a matter of, now I got to find some bridges. What am I going to use for bridges on these things? Will I just go to a craft store and look for weird, wacky crap? Or maybe go to the hardware store and just use a bolt or something? Yeah, I probably will. I need some, what I should use? Wait, I have some threaded rod, but no, it's like, I think it's 1/8 inch. And I need like 1/4 inch. Yeah, I'm going to raise the action up on these two a little bit higher than on my first one. Just because when I'm picking on the one that I made, it's a little low, and you can hear me hit my fingernails against the soundboard every once in a while. Ka-tunk, ka-tunk. And it's just annoying me a little bit, and I keep thinking, well, I just need to change this a little bit. No, 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 no. And so maybe I'll get around to it if I have to, if I really feel like it. I don't feel like it. Who am I, you might ask? Well, I'm just a guy named Tobe, sitting in a bathtub chairing a dubious goals committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.